Welcome to the Hot Corner Show on the ISPS Radio Podcast Network with your host, Dr. Ray, the softball-playing chiropractor and the official chiropractor of ISPS, and Manuel T. Ferrero III, the commissioner of international slow-pitch softball. Listen to the Hot Corner Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on the ISPS Radio Podcast Channel. Call the show at 347-637-3978 and talk sports and health topics with Dr. Ray. Plus, slow-pitch softball from around the world with Manuel T. Ferrero III, fantasy sports, special guests, and more. Call the show now on the special guest call-in hotline at 347-637-3978. Now, bring your A-game, because you're about to experience the Hot Corner.
Yeah, sorry about that, Dr. Ray. I don't know what was going on. I couldn't hear anything. But hey, this is Manuel Ferrero from ISPS Softball, coming to you live from a secret location today. We're not at a Sports Grill Kendall like we always are on Wednesday nights. Here on the Hot Corner Show at 7 p.m. Eastern, we're at a brand new location. It's our secret studio, if you allow me to say, with today's special guest, Mr. Justin McMahon from DailyFantasyInsider.com, as well, of course, Dr. Ray, myself, and our sports dork, David Dwork. So if you want to get on the hotline, the Hot Corner Show hotline, just dial in at 347-637-3978, and we'll be answering all your questions, especially about fantasy football or fantasy sports in general. But Dr. Ray, I'm not going to play the intro again, but why don't we just go ahead and start the show?
Manny, I love it when you say, you know what, forget about it, let's just do it. It's tons of fun.
Let's just go ahead.
You just got to do it, right? Like you were in Nike Town this past week, right? So yeah. I'm sure you're going to tell us all about that. But all right, so we'll get to it. I know you want to just do it, but hang on. All right, let's open this thing up. You know, otherwise things get crazy if you don't stick to an agenda. So, all right, guys, welcome in. It's the Hot Corner. It's Wednesday night. It's 7 p.m. Who knows what you're doing? You might be listening on replay. But either way, settle in. We're going to have a good show here for you today, especially for you fantasy sports fans. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. The NBA Finals, Golden State, first team ever to come back 3-1. Apparently, the Doral Golf Championships have now been moved. There's a lot of stuff that we got to talk about here. So anyway, now, as normal, let's go ahead, Manny. What's been going on since the last show, man? And first of all, where can these guys find us online if they want to ask questions, you know, if they don't want to call in but they still want to be a part of the show?
Well, they could always tweet us. That's the best and easiest form to contact us, at ISPSO or at Hot Corner Show, now that we have our own Twitter handle. They could always contact you directly, Dr. Ray, at Dr. Ray T, and myself at Manuel Ferrero, and our very own sports dork, at David Dwork.
All right, so now that they know where to kind of get into the show, let's keep it moving here. Generally, we start off the show just talking a little bit about what's been going on, and we haven't been in the show actually for a couple weeks because Manny's been out of town. So, Manny, talk to me,
because
man. What's
Manny.
Been going on? You've been jet-setting. It's all your fault.
No, Wait. Give me a minute. Why do you and actually they're saying hello from Moscow. They're listening to us right now in Russia. But brother, why do you always have to blame everything on me? I told you we could do the show from different locations. You know, we could do a coast to coast type of thing. I was over there in Oregon, like you said at the beginning of the show, Nike Town, Eugene, Oregon, which is actually the birthplace of Nike. Where, you know, the famous waffle maker and the guy was making the Nike shoes with his waffle maker at home. I was able to go to that town. What a beautiful little college town. I'm sure you're kind of familiar with that type of town, Dr. Ray, since you went to Tallahassee. to FSU. But I love that type of town. I love the scenery. I love the weather. It was perfect. The University of Oregon, the Donald Ducks, they actually have Donald Duck as their mascot. Now, Dr. Ray, coming from Florida, what do you think about that? I know I have an ibis for the Miami Hurricanes down here, and that's but Donald Duck.
Well, I mean, I hope I don't offend anybody, but personally, when I think about ducks, I think about hunting. So, you know, for me, I kind of like them being a rival. You know, the Ducks actually destroyed my favorite team for their second attempt to go to the finals 2 years in a row in college football and kind of embarrassed Jameis. And they had that whole play where
That's right.
he fell backwards and threw the ball backwards and they scooped and scored. And it's just like, to me, that was the epitome of that game. Like, and because of that, I have this kind of deep feeling in my gut for the Ducks. I just really don't like them, unfortunately. And half of it is because the house was filled with Gator fans who were just quacking the whole night. And I mean, you know, that's the only thing that Gator fans can do nowadays is quack. So I was happy about that at least. But, sorry about that if any of you guys are Gators fans. I'm offending everybody tonight, Manny. I'm hunting. I don't like the Gators or the Ducks. Oh, man. Let's change the subject, Manny. Tell me about the scenery now. What was it like in the mountains over there?
Well, dude, it was beautiful. Not only did I go to Oregon, I took like 3 or 4 trips over there to the West Coast in the past month, man. It's been crazy traveling. My frequent flyer miles are going through the roof. But no, I was in Northern California. I was in Southern California. They took me to a couple wineries, Dr. Ray's, you know, some vineyards and stuff like that. I did the whole, you know, cultural thing. I drank a little bit of wine. I tasted different types. I got a little tipsy. But man, it was beautiful scenery, beautiful, delicious wine. What else can I tell you? Let me tell you why I was over there. You know, I just don't go over there just because I don't have it like that. I wish I had it like that, but no, I was actually over there for work, checking out some of the fields, all over the West Coast. I saw a bunch of fields in Oregon, a bunch of fields in Northern California and Southern California. And I'm going back, actually. I'm going back now later on this month. We're going back to Southern California. We're going to check out some other cities. And, man, if it wasn't for these cities, if it wasn't for these people that I have been meeting, it wouldn't be possible, man. It would be impossible to travel to all these locations in 1 month. Financially, it's draining. So, big thanks to all these cities and CVBs that have been helping us. And once we have something legit and under contract, we'll be sharing with you where we'll be coming up soon in the on the West Coast.
That's what I like to hear, man. Always growing, always expanding. That's ISPS. I think we're the only sanction that has our own radio show. I'm not sure about that, but anyway, you know, Manny, if we keep asking you about all these trips, man, we're going to be here until next week on Wednesday. So let me get my little piece out of the way here. I was also in LA. We haven't been on since I went to my fiance's brother's wedding, which was awesome. If anybody's ever been to an Armenian wedding, they know what I'm talking about. In fact, there's so many traditions and so many things that are different about it that I was one of the groomsmen and we all played a game. We had some blue label in a flask and we basically said that anytime somebody says in an Armenian wedding to you, you have to drink. So it was funny because literally every other person says, oh, and the tradition in the Armenian wedding is, and boom, we had to drink. So needless to say, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun for sure. Beautiful ceremony, great couple. So I'm excited about that. Shout out to the fam. And great time over there, LA. The weather, I miss it, man. The humidity is zero. It's like this. It's like the sun feels good out there. Here, it's like the sun is like murdering you. I mean, the humidity is crazy. But I had a softball game last night, and it got finished at 10:40 at night. And I barely did anything, and I was just dripping sweat. And everybody else out there was too. It was crazy, the humidity. But
yeah.
I like LA. I like that a lot about LA. Plus, you know, we went up like Mulholland Drive, and the cheapest house there was like $1 million. And I was like, you know what? If I can ever buy a $1 million house, I'm gonna go to Mulholland Drive, and I'm gonna look over the valley, and I'm just gonna live here. So it was very impressionable, and I had a great time out there. Other
nice.
Than that, man, I've had a great like a crazy string of things going on in the office. You know, I'm the official chiropractor of ISPS, but I'm also the first and only chiropractic internist in all of Dade and Broward County. And what that means is that I look at internal disorders as well too. So I'm like a primary care doctor. So people come to see me for all kinds of things. This past week, I've had a patient come in that had pain in their legs and had no idea. The guy's actually a full-blown diabetic. So I had to diagnose him and figure that out, then and put him on treatment. And 2 weeks later, he says he's feeling so much better. All his pain is gone. Then there was another older lady who came in, pain in her legs all the time. When she gets up and starts walking, kind of the opposite. The other guy hurt at night. She hurt throughout the day. And it turns out that she's got past infections from when she was a child, like measles and stuff like that, that are making her immune system work too hard. And because of it, she's draining all her nutrients. So she has all these vitamin deficiencies. Started giving her some vitamins and some minerals, and bam, 2 weeks later, she's like, today is the first day that I was able to stay on my feet past noon. I went shopping for the first time in like in 3 months. So
wow.
It was awesome to hear this from her. And today, as a matter of fact, I just got this crazy case for this young girl. Well, not young anymore. She's in her 30s, but, you know, overall, in the grand scheme of things, and she has pain in her ankles and her feet, and they just started out of nowhere one day. She was in Disney, and her feet got so swollen she had to take off her shoes, and ever since then, she's had, like, pain in her feet. She's been to podiatrists, to orthopedic surgeons, all over the place to try to figure out what the problem is, and all they can tell her is that she has plantar fasciitis on both legs. And that generally doesn't happen because plantar fasciitis is an overuse injury, and usually it's because one side works harder than the other, so it's usually going to be only on one side. So, you know, they're like suggesting surgery and like drilling holes to let blood out and all kinds of stuff, and I'm like, wait a minute. This can't be it. You can't have both on both sides. She also has pain now developing in her hands and her thumbs. So it's like a systemic thing that's going on. So we got to do a lot of investigation with her, but I'm pretty sure that it's not anything that her doctors are telling her right now. And that's why she came to try to find me. So again, those are the people I really help a lot. And it's been great seeing the results that we're getting in such a quick time. And it's because of the diagnosis. You know, we're really locking these things down and knowing what's going on with people and treating the true causes of their issues. And it's been great, man. So, you know, we took a bunch of time on that today, so we don't really have a health topic set up for today. So, man, that enough was for me. This week has been awesome to get these people come in with like no hope, like the last hope left. And, you know, we can figure out what the issue is. And the medication isn't the answer. Medication is only, you know, trying to help with symptoms, but they're never healing really. So it's been really cool to help these people with these issues, and I'm just happy about it, man. It's been kind of like a rough day for me too, because it's been 4 months now to the day since my brother passed away, and it's just one of those things. Like, my mom texts me in the morning, and you know, it's like every day kind of gets a little easier, but then you take like a day like today and it just goes back, like all the way back to the beginning. And I know you know what it's like, man, having lost your brother as well too. And you know, I also wanted to take some time to thank your brother for his service. We just had Memorial Day, and I know for families like you, Memorial Day is every day. So I want to thank Marius and you and your family as well for that too, man.
Oh, yeah,
and all
and
the
I want to mention, I don't know if you noticed, well, you probably flew to L.A. before this. Last Thursday, they had a ceremony. I wasn't able to attend, but Miami-Dade County and Miami International Airport, they hosted a ceremony in front of their Wall of Honor, which was very, very nice, and they had my brother's name up there. It's all the I believe it's all the Miami-Dade citizens who have passed away since 9/11, I believe, or something like that. But it's very very nice wall. It's a wall of honor. It's right there by Concourse E on the second floor of Miami International Airport. So if you ever fly out or fly in, check it out, and you'll see it. My brother's right there, like the second or third up from the bottom, from the floor on the, you know, right there in the front of the wall. It's very, very touching, very nice. And that night they had the ceremony, I flew in from L.A. because I was in L.A. That's why I wasn't able to participate in the ceremony. But I went. It was late at night. And as soon as I saw it, it was so like impressive that I collapsed and started bawling. You know, it took me back. It took me back, you know, 7 or 8 years ago already. It's been since my brother passed away in Iraq. But it was a very, very nice touch that the people at MIA and Miami-Dade did. So I appreciate them, especially Commissioner Jose Pepe Diaz, who's always always looked out for me and my family, man. They're always they always look out for me. So thank you for that. That's yeah, man. Memorial Day was Memorial Day, like you said, it's every day for my family, man. Every day I see my brother, you know, through pictures or maybe a butterfly flying around my home or something like that. I always think about my brother. But yeah, Memorial Day for us Gold Star families, it's every day, man. Every day. I think we lost Dr. Ray. Dr. Ray, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry about that. A little technical difficulty right there. Am I back on with you?
You got to hit the mute button, brother.
Is that the problem?
I think you're...
You know, it's a sneaky
button.
Put it
on mute so we don't hear you eating your cucumber salad over there. So we got to work the button, brother. Work the button.
Listen, there's no need to get into my cucumber salad here, okay? you know, it is a health topic every once in a while here on the show. Yes, actually, my cucumber salad is done, and it was delicious. So thank you very much. But anyway, Manny, we got to keep it moving, my friend. Let's get to – we got a special guest tonight for you guys talking about some fantasy, daily fantasy sports. And there's a lot of stuff going on with daily fantasy sports. It's not huge, you know, the controversy anymore like it was when it first happened a little while ago with all the government interference and everything that was going on with daily fantasy sports. And people were saying it was like all kinds of legal stuff going on. But, you know, we're going to get Justin's opinion on that as well, too, as well as – he's going to tell us about how he runs his website, and we'll let him get into it. Manny, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, guys, we're going to be with Justin McMahon from Daily Fantasy Insider. You guys can check him out on dailyfantasyinsider.com, and we're going to be right back with him after this break.
Frontier Spine and Healthcare brings you the cutting edge in healthcare with all the newest research and techniques in natural medicine. Although many people share the same symptoms, they all have them for different reasons. Using thorough physical examination and the newest technology in diagnostic testing, we can truly discover why you have the symptoms you do. Remember that good doctors know what you have, but great doctors know why. Call 786-353-HEAL or click www.353heal.com to schedule your appointment and experience the future of medicine today. Predictive, preventive, and personalized. Frontier Spine and Healthcare. Area code 786-353-HEAL or www.353heal.com.
Listen in to Dr. Ray and Manuel T. Ferrero III each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the International Slow Pitch Softball Radio Podcast Channel at ispsradio.com.
All right, ladies and gents, so we are back from that quick break, and we are live with our first guest, Justin from Daily Fantasy Insider. Justin, how you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, man. My pleasure. So before we get started, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, you know, your social media handles and your website, because that, to me, seems like some place where fantasy fans need to be is your website for sure.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with that. Our website is dailyfantasyinsider.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at DFinsider, and you can follow me personally at Justin McMahon, My last name is M-A-C-M-A-H-A-N. And all of our content on our site is free. We post articles every day covering every single sport offered on FanDuel and DraftKings.
All right, so you're covering both there. And there's a big difference between FanDuel and DraftKings. Difference or the one?
Say that again?
I said, what's the difference between FanDuel and DraftKings? Sometimes they have, like, different salaries for players, those kinds of things, right?
Okay, yeah. I mean, they have different – they definitely have different salaries every day. They have a few minor differences in the scoring. And then DraftKings also offers more sports. So DraftKings does NASCAR, they do golf, they do MMA fighting, and FanDuel really just sticks to the main sports.
Yeah, man, that's awesome, Dr. Ray. And I was noticing here at DailyFantasyInsider.com, Justin, thank you for joining us. Dude, they have fantasy sports for every, even NASCAR, Dr. Ray. Like, how? I mean, seriously, guys, what are you guys doing out there? You're betting on NASCAR too?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of research that you can do for every single sporting event to try to see what's most likely to happen, what's the most likely outcome, and it's fun for fans to take a stake in what's going to happen.
Now, let me ask you, Justin, which one do you like better, DraftKings or which one was the other one?
FanDuel is the other one. And, you know, there's a lot of good things I like about both. I know guys in both companies, and they're all really nice guys, and everyone's just trying to make sports more fun. So I can't say that I particularly prefer one over the other. They've both been good partners with us, and we're happy to be a part of the industry.
All right. Now let me ask you, which sport have you really made the most money on in fantasy?
Fantasy baseball is my favorite sport and the one I've made the most money on. There are just so many stats in baseball, and there's so many different type of analytical ways that you can look into the sport and look into each matchup, and it's no other sport compares, in my opinion.
Now that we're talking about baseball, we have a texter, Pablo, from Miami. He wants to know which is your favorite, like, I guess he's talking about, like, the Yahoo, the CBS, the ESPN. Which is your favorite one of those for your fantasy league, like, for your friends? Which would you recommend to him?
For season-long leagues is what it sounds like,
yeah.
For ESPN. Yeah, I would play ESPN is what I usually play. I like the updates that they have, and I think that they rank their players most accurately as far as projections.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's one thing that I always wondered about, you know, was Yahoo has rankings and CBS has rankings and ESPN has rankings and, you know, everybody's got different rankings. And then Daily Fantasy is the same thing. I mean, their ranking is really kind of based on their salary, right? I mean, it's a way to look at it. The higher they think that they're going to perform, the more they're worth. So I think, you know, Justin, tell people, you know, a little bit about how you guys are able to, you know, figure out on your – I know that you have a must-have section on your site, but do you put, you know, the guy that you know is going to perform that night based on matchups the most, or the guy who is going to get you the most bang for your buck? You know, tell us a little bit about that part of your website, because to me that seems like something people should be considering, especially playing fantasy sports every day.
Yeah, so it's kind of a blend of all those things. It's a synthesis of what's their price and what's their matchup and how much will their matchup make them better than they usually are. A guy who hits below 200 is probably not going to be worth it regardless of his matchup. So you got to consider all the factors. And we're going to be coming out with
What if it's Mark Reynolds who's hit 7 home runs off of one particular pitcher, but he's hitting 170 on the year.
Right. So he's a powerhouse. So you pick him for the opportunity to get a home run. And not only does he have a great matchup against Lamb, but Lamb probably won't go more than 5 innings. And then you've got 4 more innings with the Reds bullpen, which might be the worst bullpen ever. So
nice.
We kind of look at the matchup entirely as he's got 9 innings against bad pitching, and let's see if he can make the most of it.
Dude, Dr. Ray, this is free money. This guy, Justin, he's giving us free money. This is the MLB must-haves. Every day he comes out with a new guy. You must put him on your daily fantasy, whatever you play, if you play DraftKings or FanDuel. And you know, you have a pretty good chance of making money. Now, Justin, what about esports? What can you tell me about esports? Is this like the new phenomenon? I can't believe we're actually at this point in our history, man.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe it either. When I first started hearing about it, I thought, that is incredible. And, you know, I looked into it, and once I had a team and I watched the event, it's pretty interesting. The people are really good at what they do. People that play are better than I am. I mean, everyone grows up playing video games at some point, and you got to appreciate how good the people are, and there is a lot of research that goes into it, and we have a really good team. That's not something I research personally, but the guys that we have really do it well.
Now, let me ask you, do they have like a FIFA league or something? Because that's pretty much the only video game I still play, FIFA. Or maybe MLB The Show a little bit here and there. But FIFA is, for me, number one.
Yeah, so right now they really only have it for, like, first-person shooter kind of games or battle game. But it would be awesome if someday they had it for some kind of, like, sports tournaments, like on FIFA.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard it would be to get that going, though.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Maybe ideas are being born here. So yes, sir, man, that's what happens on the Hot Corner. Always bringing the biggest man. So, tell us, Justin, just based on your experience and, you know, fantasy guys generally have a little better idea about matchups and, you know, the peripheral numbers and those kinds of things. What do you think is going to happen with the NBA finals coming up? Just to switch gears a little bit on you.
I think the Warriors will win. I'm a little bit biased because I'm a huge Warriors fan. I just got back from San Francisco. I was up there for Game 7, and that was wild.
Nice.
But I do think that they'll win. I think Vegas is giving them a little too much, actually. I don't think that they're minus 180. I think that's too big of a line. But I would put them as slight favorite.
Yeah, man. All anybody right, but LeBron, favorite. Man.
Manny, man, you took me up, man. What would you take LeBron back if he came back, Manny?
Of course, I'm not stupid, but right now he's not with us, so anybody but LeBron. We're going for Steph Curry. We're riding that Steph Curry wave right now, brother.
And would you rather have Kevin Durant next year instead of LeBron?
Yeah, sure, Kevin Durant. Of course, as long as we still have our core down here. I don't know what we're going to do with Whiteside. Better keep them.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, do you consider Whiteside a part of your core?
Yeah, I think
so.
To say.
I think
it
so.
Would be,
I think
we would be the laughing stock of the NBA if we let that kid go.
And you know, he's asking for top money and he's a head case. I mean, you could be risking a lot, but I mean,
well, don't worry.
He
hasn't been called up to the Godfather's office yet.
Not yet. Yeah, man, so we'll see what happens. But, Justin, man, we want to thank you for coming on. Anything else you want to let these guys know out there about Daily Fantasy Insider?
I would like to mention that while we do have the must-haves and the spotlights every day, it provides a few of our picks, but people are always asking us, how do I build the entire team? And we're coming out with a strategy guide that we've been working on for months, and it's going to explain exactly how we value every single type of resource and research that you can do, how we do the research ourselves, and then how we use that to put our full lineups together. So I'll be representing DFI at the FanDuel Playboy Championship coming up this weekend, and I'll be using those same tactics to put my team in there, going for a shot at 100 grand. So that'll be fun. And after that, we'll be launching the strategy guide for everybody to use.
Awesome, man. That sounds great.
Nice.
That's really good stuff, man. So where else can people check you out, man? Is there besides the website, do you do any other appearances anywhere or anything like that?
I kind of move around all over, and we've got a team of like 30 guys. We go to a lot of sporting events. You can find us all on Twitter. If you go to the Twitter handle for Daily Fantasy Insider, which again is @DFInsider, you'll see most of the important content that all of us are putting out every day.
Awesome stuff, man.
Manny,
do you have anything else? All right, well, I guess not. Well, Justin, man, again, no problem. Thanks for coming on, and great stuff again, for sure. I see, you know, all the tweets, man. You guys are super active and everything going on, so guys, check them out again. and talk fantasy. And we're going to be talking fantasy a little bit later on in the show as well, too. Season long, so we'll switch gears a little bit. But Justin, man, again, thanks for coming on. And maybe we'll catch up with you again. Maybe we'll have a little daily fantasy question every once in a while, and we'll send everybody over to you. We'll refer them to the experts, man, the Daily Fantasy Insider. So, again, thanks for coming on, brother. Any other shout-outs or anything else you want to end with?
No, that's all. Thank you so much. Go Warriors.
All right. Yes, sir. Go Warriors. All right, my man. Take care. All right.
Thanks,
Hot Corner.
Justin.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Listen to the Hot Corner Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on the ISPS Radio Podcast Channel. Call the show at 347-637-3978 and talk sports and health topics with Dr. Ray. Plus, slow-pitch softball from around the world with Manuel T. Ferrero III, fantasy sports, special guests, and more. Call the show now on the special guest call-in hotline at 347-637-3978. Now, bring your A-game, because you're about to experience the Hot Corner.
All right, all right. We are back. We are ready to rock and roll. And I'm a little upset that we're not hearing that horn. You know, the sports girl halftime. Man, usually we'd be getting somewhere. Oh, no, now I miss it even more. God, that's so loud. Coming your ears. Everybody be careful.
There you go, man.
Hey, that gyro, that gyro was delicious. Where did we get that gyro from?
There's actually a place right across the street from my office called Gyroville. So I had some. And actually, I think it's technically gyro. You know, if you want to say it, you know. But so I had some gyro, some lamb, and some beef on top of believe it or not, just a bed of spinach and some cucumbers. I'm doing a little bit of metabolic reset right now. Since I've been eating kind of bad lately, so I'm going to be eating meat and green vegetables only for about a week to try to kind of reset things, get my body to burn fuel a little bit differently and getting exercise and going again and all kinds of stuff. So I'm feeling really good now, feeling, you know, taking some supplements and some different things. I started a weight loss challenge with my networking group. We got like 20 people who all threw $20 in, so it's going to be winner take all. And it should be a lot of fun, man, going forward. So I'm pretty excited about that and feeling good and dropping some weight again and getting back into the lifestyle that I'm always talking about. I'm pretty excited about it. Last night, man, it was, like I was telling you, just playing softball, just being out there, just burning up. Just it was crazy. So I got to get in better shape just so I don't die of heat exhaustion out there while I'm playing in this humidity. Manny, let's move to L.A., man, and just do a West Coast show.
Dude, I don't know about moving to L.A., because of their traffic. I don't know if you experienced their traffic. Their traffic is ridiculous, bro. We think we have traffic problems here in Miami. Miami has nothing on L.A. I would think maybe up Northern California, you know, up there in the wilderness. I love that area out there and the weather up there and the softball up there. I actually went to a place called Softball City USA in Salem, Oregon. They have a beautiful complex, and that would be somewhere I would love to maybe go and retire, or maybe, I don't know, have my son go to college up there, to University of Oregon. I know I'm committing blasphemy down here in Miami, but I just fell in love with that area and the weather and just the whole area, man. It's beautiful.
Okay, nice, man. I'm telling you. And you got to go to vineyards and all kinds of stuff in there, too.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Dude, you could go skiing in the mountains and in an hour be sitting on the sand at a beach, you know, somewhere. It's one of those areas that has a multitude. It's a lot of outdoorsy stuff. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that I was with, after he got off, because, you know, he got off like at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the sun doesn't set until like 9 p.m., almost 10 o'clock, and the sun is still out. It's still bright. The guy goes out hiking, bro. Like, if, you know, like going to hiking. Like, I couldn't understand that concept, you know, because I'm from here, from Miami. We don't really go hiking after work. It's just physically impossible for us. You're not going to go hiking in the Everglades or something like that, but
They have mountains and, you know. I was scared about the bears, man. What about the bears? I asked him, and he's like, no, as long as you hook a little bell to your backpack and you keep making noise, I go, bro, you're crazy. The bell is going to repel some bears. Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. No, man, it's a whole different way of life, man. I liked it. It's funny how much the weather makes a difference, but traffic is, I can't handle the traffic, man. That would just, you're right about that. I would have to just go to Mulholland Drive. So I just got to be able to afford $1 million house so I can go to Mulholland, man. Would you live up there? Have you seen those houses up in the mountains?
Yeah, of course. I've seen them. It's beautiful. Like, kind of like Iron Man, like Tony Stark's house out there. You know, up in the cliffs and stuff. Yeah, that's beautiful, but I don't know. I don't know if I could handle all that stuff. I would have to have a driver or some type of chauffeur and stuff and, you know, send him out, you know, doing my groceries or doing my things.
Yeah, man, 100%. You need a personal assistant out there for sure.
Definitely.
And things out there are just as expensive as they are here, if not more, man. But
yeah,
I like California.
More.
I like California also because it's very health conscious. There's a lot of places to get like gluten free and, you know, everything, man. It's really, really, it's really good out there. I like everything. When I was out there, we stopped at this farmer's market and I got these shrimp tacos. You know, it was, oh my God, authentic Mexican, great food. It was like fresh caught shrimp. Like, it was just awesome, man. And all healthy, super, super healthy. I mean, it was good stuff. I mean, just awesome, awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
out
they
there.
Have
I'm
a lot of they had a lot of influences from the Asians and from the Mexicans from the South and stuff. They have a lot of culinary choices out there. It's really, really nice, the West Coast, man. It's just a different way of life, Dr. Ray. I'm pretty sure if they come over here and they party and stuff like that, they party in South Beach. They want to live in South Beach all year round, you know. But we, as locals, we can't even stand South Beach. It's too crazy. It's too touristy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. It's so funny because, you know, you're out there and you're like, oh, I don't want to be a tourist so much. But then we literally took a bus. We took a ride in a tour bus that was literally like a van that had the top chopped off. And we were just, you know, like sitting there cruising around town. It says like Surf City, Surfside, Surfside Tours or something like that, Surfside City Tours or something, I don't know, but we're as touristy as it gets. They drop us off at this place where it's like all LA memorabilia and all kinds of stuff, and I was like, I really want to cop an LA hat. I was like, I love going places, and every city I go, I love buying the Major League team's hat, and I got just a bunch of hats. So I was like, but I don't want to get just a regular Dodger blue hat because I buy that anywhere. So let me go. I got to find something. So we were walking around, and we went into all these tourist stores, and there were like all these LA hats, but they were like floral design and like a fake LA. You could tell it wasn't a Major League hat. You know, they weren't the new eras. So I was like, forget this, man. We probably went in like 8 different shops, and then we had to be back at a certain time to the tour bus because they were going to leave. We had to be back for the rehearsal dinner. So I was like, man, where can we find? All of a sudden, we like ran up on this mall, but it was like a mall in the middle of the strip. And I was like, there has to be a Lids in here. And by this time, we have like 8 minutes before the tour bus leaves. So we're like, damn. So sure enough, I run up to the directory in the mall, and there's a Lids, and it's like right next to where we're at. So I run in there, and we're looking around. I'm like, that's the one right there. I see it. I cop it. My girl, she got a hat too. We run back, and we got back to the tour bus like 2 minutes late, but we were able to get back on, and it was awesome, man. So one of my favorite hats now. If you guys follow me on Facebook or anything like that, you'll see that I posted a bunch of pictures with it, and we had a blast out there. So anyway, man, let's stop talking about California, man, because it's making me, you know, I love Miami too. I mean, Miami is great. It was Memorial weekend here this past weekend, and one night I was able to just hang out with a buddy of mine, and all my buddies went down to the Keys, which is what I normally do, but I went up to hunting camp for this one, and it was a lot of fun, man. We took rides on the buggies, and we saw, I think, like 14 deer on one ride, so it was awesome to see the wildlife and everything, and relaxing for sure. But what'd you do all Memorial Day weekend?
Pretty much nothing, man, Dr. Ray. It's not that type of Memorial Day anymore for us. I went to the cemetery. I just pretty much spent it with my family, man. That Memorial Day ain't like it used to be anymore. You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Once you have a family and all that kind of stuff, and once you experience what happened with your family, I mean, 100%, it's not barbecue and hot dogs anymore. So I understand, brother, but good to reflect, again, as we mentioned earlier, and that's amazing that your brother's up on that wall of honor. That's good stuff, man. So, but listen, I think we got a hot list or something to get to. There's all these things that have been going on lately. You know, we talked a little bit about them in the show, but why don't we go ahead and let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to you about the hot list, and I'm just going to say something, and we're each going to give a quick, you know, just one sentence, two sentence answer about it, and we're going to move on. So get ready for the Hot Corner Hot List coming up right after this break.
Are you good enough for the Hot Corner? Find out on the Hot Corner Show with your host, Dr. Ray, the softball-playing chiropractor, and Manuel T. Ferrero III, the commissioner of international slow-pitch softball, plus the sports dork, David Dork, bringing you sports, news, and entertainment every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, ispsradio.com, and now on the ISPS softball app, available for free in the Apple and Google App Stores. The Hot Corner Show, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and bring your A-game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got to wait for the clap. All right, here we go. Hot Corner Hot List. I'm going to kick it off. Manny, what do you think about the Doral Championship that was just moved, and where has it been moved to?
Oh, man, I can't believe this, dude. It's like a slap in the face at old Donald Trump. They moved it over to Mexico City. Arriba, arriba, andale.
Wow, so the tournament that's been played here for years, the World Golf Championships that were now sponsored by Cadillac at the Trump National, has actually been moved to Mexico City, Mexico. I think it'll be a beautiful tournament from here on out. Very surprising move. I can't wait to hear more about this. But let's keep it moving here on the hot list. Manny, what do you think about the NBA Finals?
NBA Finals. Go Warriors. Anybody but LeBron, baby. Anybody but LeBron.
I knew that was going to be the answer. Anybody but LeBron. All right, perfect. All right, real quick one. Manny, tell me, what do you think about fantasy baseball?
Fantasy baseball, I don't play it, man. It's a waste of time. Don't waste your money. Invest your money.
Yeah, all right, Manny. Manny is obsessed with fantasy baseball now. This guy's
what are you talking about? I don't even play it.
Yeah, right. You love it. The only reason you didn't play it is because you're scared of superior minds. Hey, man, you know what? That's why you got to get in the game,
man.
Baby.
In the studio, man. I almost flipped back on the chair here.
Listen, don't get hurt. Don't get hurt at our super secret location because I don't have liability insurance here.
I'm somewhere in the Orient or something, you know, down in the in Thailand or something, it looks like.
Now, that'd be a nice place to take a trip to. All right.
There you go.
Tell me, Manny, what do you think about the gorilla in the cage?
Oh, man, here we go, man. I understand, dude, but, dude, what? Now that I'm a parent, I don't lose sight of my son for no reason, especially not at a zoo, dude. What are you doing, lady? Come on, man. Now they lost. Actually, did you hear that the gorilla was like a great-grandson of one of our female gorillas here in Metro Zoo, in Miami Zoo?
I did not hear that, as a matter of
fact.
Yeah,
man. That was crazy, bro. But people were saying, why didn't they tranquilize it? You know, I'm not an expert, but, you know, I'm a parent, and I don't know. I don't know what the parent was doing, man. I really don't understand. What are you doing? What is your four-year-old climbing over, you know, whatever it is?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I think that that's been, I think that from what I've seen, that's really been the overwhelming response. People just wondering, like, how the heck did this situation happen in the first place? And, you know, because of somebody's neglect, you know, an animal in a zoo, no less, had to lose its life. You know, an animal that's just sitting there entertaining people all day and everything, whatever. But
no, yeah, my wife was like, why are they killing? Why are they killing an animal or a being that, number one, does not want to be there? It's in it's caged up. It really doesn't want to be there. And then when a human makes a mistake, it's gonna lose its life because, you know, he's just acting like a gorilla. What? I don't understand this, bro. I really don't understand it.
Well, didn't your mom ever tell you to not act like a gorilla when you were growing up?
Yeah, of course. You know, the five monkeys jumping on the bed. I sing that song on a daily basis, Dr. Ray. You know, the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. I sing that song almost on a daily to my son. But
yeah,
I don't know what that parent was doing, man. Or the people around her. Don't the other people see this? What was going on? Or, you know, I don't know. Where were the adults?
Yeah, well, you know, what was the deal with the fence that a four-year-old can climb in there? I mean,
right?
That's another thing. You know, I don't know. I feel like it was probably something that, you know, they had to, because if anything happened to that child, they definitely would have been liable, and that's a whole lot of money right there. So, you know, in this case, they're getting publicity now, and I guess there's no such thing is bad publicity, but at the same time, crazy situation there, man. Super crazy. But what's next? I know you had a couple other things for the hot list.
What else do we got here? Indianapolis 500.
Oh, did you watch that, man? Those guys were moving around.
I don't watch that stuff, brother.
Well, I was up at hunting camp, and it was kind of the only thing that was on TV, since there was only one TV. And I watched that, and I watched the Coca-Cola 600 as well, too, well, some of it, since, you know, we were outside hunting and working most of the day. But, it's, man, those cars go fast, man. If you...
Yeah, I hear you.
And they are like, inches from each other. Like, it is crazy, crazy seeing those.
I don't consider it a sport. That's all, you know, it's something else. It's not a sport. I just don't consider it a sport. And I know that the true enthusiasts are going to, you know, they're going to blow me up or they're going to hate me, whatever. NASCAR, IndyCar, you know, other sports like esports, those are not sports. I'm sorry. Those are skilled games. Those are like chess and checkers. Those are games. Those are, you know, those type of things.
So what do you think about professionals that play chess? They're not athletes either?
No, they're not athletes. They're professional
chess
players.
What about the guys that play chess in like 30 seconds?
They're fast chess players.
Yes, they are fast chess players, but they are not athletes. Well, what do you think about golfers? Are they athletes?
Yeah, they're athletes. Yeah. Because that is a sport. Trust me, I played it. I know what it is.
So a sport's physical, and a game, you know, is something that you kind of do in your mind that you use, like, intellect for.
Some games. Other games, you know, are, you know, like hopscotch. I'm pretty sure somewhere there's a hopscotch national championship, but I cannot consider that a real sport. Like this convention.
I'm pretty sure somewhere there's a hopscotch.
Listen, I'm pretty sure listen, Dr. Ray, when I went to Irvine, California to that convention, I forgot to tell you, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. Brother, there is a sport for everything. I was there with other associations. They invited like, I believe it was like 15 different sports associations. None of them was the same sport. So there was only like, for instance, us, there was only one slow pitch softball organization. Brother, they have the, I don't know what, USA National Ping Pong or Table Tennis Association, the USA Boomerang Association, the USA Quidditch Association. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? The Harry Potter game from the books, you guys made it into a sport? and you're a national governing body, and you're here meeting with these cities to get to what is going on, Dr. Ray? Like, this is, you know, Boomerang blew my mind. But Kittich? I don't know what world we're living in, bro. It's a great world, though. I love it.
At least there's a championship for these things, man, because, you know, the big problem that I see is that everybody gets a trophy for everything. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's just, I don't know, man.
If you're not good at a sport, just make up your own sport and become a world champion at your own sport, and that's it.
Exactly. You know what? We should do some kind of a radio talk show championship or something like that somehow.
Hey, there you go. Who could go the longest?
Yeah, ideas are born here on the show, man. Ideas are born here. Yeah, you have to put, you know, the hosts in separate rooms and give them mics and give them nothing to go with but just be on air and have them do radio and see how long they can go for and see how long they can entertain people for. I think that's a good idea, man.
I believe we could only go for about 9 more minutes. So what else you got here on the hot quarter hot list? What about this?
What else we got on the hot quarter?
Zika virus, let me ask you something. I spoke to someone last weekend about the Zika virus. He thinks that it's something that like the AIDS, that he believes, he's like a conspiracy theorist. He believes Zika virus and AIDS were actually introduced into society by the government for, you know, fear control, population control. What do you think about this? And now that this guy, Paul Gasol, which I think this guy looks to me like the biggest wuss ever, even before he made this statement, but he says now he doesn't want to play in the Spanish national basketball team in Brazil for the Olympics because of the Zika virus scare.
Well, first of all, I didn't know that Pau Gasol said that. Second of all, it doesn't surprise me that Pau Gasol said that. And third of all, it doesn't even matter where the Zika virus is, because just like any other virus in your body, if you control the virus and your immune system suppresses it, it won't affect you. People carry viruses all over the place all the time, and your body has an immune system that is supposed to be able to deal with it. You know, unfortunately, there are certain viruses that when you catch them, they have effects, but even the effects right now at this point of the microcephaly, which is the children being born with the small heads, has been attributed to multiple different things. And I do believe that the government makes a bigger deal out of things to get people to do vaccines and so on and so forth, like the swine flu. You know, when the swine flu came out, everybody had to go and get the vaccine. I've never had a flu shot. I've never had a vaccine for swine flu or anything like that. I'm pretty alive and healthy right now. I didn't do much when it came to that except for take care of my health naturally. And, you know, again, and there's tons of other people in my boat. The people that fall to these viruses and have problems with them are people that already have compromised issues and compromised immune systems. I mean, look at Magic Johnson. He's got AIDS, and he's alive and looks better than everybody because he takes care of his body. He takes care of his immune system. You know what I mean? And there's no, you know, at this point, it's his body and nutrition and those things that are keeping him alive. You know, so again, same thing. Your immune system has what it takes. There's nothing to worry about when it comes to the Zika as long as you take care of your health. If you're sedentary, if you don't have a good diet, if you smoke cigarettes, if you abuse your body and you don't take care of it, then you may want to worry about it. Pau Gasol is a athlete. His immune system should be good to go unless he's so worn out and he's taking steroids and stuff like that his immune system is down. But other than that, I mean, nothing too much to worry about when it comes to the Zika. What do you think about it?
He's a wuss.
There we go. All right.
You think they're not going to be spraying the whole Olympic Village? They're going to be controlling that stuff, bro. There's multi-million-dollar athletes, you know, showing up to the Olympics from all over the world. They're going to control that. I mean, come on, guys. Dude, this is the 21st century, man.
Zika virus.
Come on.
Exactly. It's the H1N1. Just be careful. No, I mean, don't worry about it. Like I said, take care of your health. Eat right. Get exercise. Drink water. You know what I mean? Be sanitary and listen to your body. If you have symptoms and you live with symptoms, go check it out, because that can mean that you're a little bit more at risk. Your body's not healing as best as it can. and it uses immune system resources to try to heal. So, you know, if you have chronic issues in places and especially in your stomach, then yeah, you want to be worried about the Zika. A vaccine isn't going to do you much good. It may even cause more of a problem for you. You got to take care of your health the right way. You know, fix gastrointestinal issues the right way. There aren't drugs that fix your gastrointestinal system. They just change your symptoms. You know, there's only certain things, and like taking care of leaky gut and those kinds of problems, avoiding foods, removing pathogens, those kinds of things need to be done, making sure the bacteria are the right way. And your stomach has so much to do with your overall health and especially your immune system. So especially if you have GI problems, you want to be a little bit more wary, because viruses, while they can be controlled, they can also trigger autoimmune conditions like lupus, polydermatomyositis, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, all these different things, ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. These are all autoimmune. Vitiligo, when people's skin changes color, these are often caused by viruses. So, you know, the Zika is just another one to add to the list of viruses that exist. But the only way it's really going to have an effect is if there's deficiencies and if there's, you know, issues that are going on with people internally. And that's exactly what I do to help people out, is evaluate those things and look at them and help them get balanced again and give their immune system support and take care of the root cause of their problems. And I've been able to help a lot of people even with autoimmune. So if you're worried about Zika and you really want help, check out my website, 353heal.com. I'm not saying that I heal people from Zika. There's no way to heal from a virus. Only your body can control and suppress viruses again. But I can help support the viral side of your immune system, give you natural things to support natural killer cells and white blood cells, and make sure that your body has enough resources to fight the good fight against those viruses. So anyway, man, that was a good one. Thanks for bringing it up, because it's important, and it's definitely something that's on that hot list right now. But anyway... We got to finish things up here on the show. We got just a few minutes left, so what I want to do is again thank Justin McMahon for coming on from Daily Fantasy Insiders. No, it's McMahon. Remember,
McMahon. That's right.
Justin McMahon, and he's again just giving great info out there. So you guys want to check him out if you guys want to play some Daily Fantasy. You know, he might be a good guy to get you started, especially with that new strategy system that he's got coming out. So check it out. We also want to thank everybody for listening here tonight, and everybody that listens every week. And thank you guys all for the support, as always. I want to one more time say happy Memorial Day to everybody. And Manny, thank you for your brother's service again. And he paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we could all enjoy a day off of work and be free as well too. So again, thank you. And Manny, anything else before we close up the show?
Nothing much, brother. Other than that, thank you for your words, and hope everybody had a happy Memorial Day weekend as well, man. Never forget, and always pray, and support your troops, because our freedom is not, it's not cheap. It doesn't come cheap, brother. So you know, whatever you are, if you're Democratic, Republican, if you're independent, if you're whatever, if you, even if you're political or not even political at all, just support your military, because they are who keep our freedom alive, man. Definitely. That's it, Dr. Ray. I'm good.
All right, my man. Perfect. Well, again, thank you everybody out there for listening. We'll be back next week. Next week, we got a great show lined up for you. You guys don't want to miss it. Manny, who do we got next week?
Should we tell them, Dr. Ray?
Tell them, man. Tell them who we got next week, man. I can't wait to live the life.
We got the people from JabuLifestyle.com. Check them out, Jabu Lifestyle. Jabu was the voodoo god that Pedro Serrano, the character from the Major League Baseball series, had in his locker. And who knows, if you call in, maybe you can win your very own Jabu, what do you call those bobbleheads? The Jabu statues, man. Really cool. We'll have some here on the show
next week. You're confusing everybody. It's not Jabu, it's Jobu. All right?
Jobu.
No. If you've watched Major League before, you know Pedro Serrano has Joe Boo. He's from Cuba, and he says Joe Boo. Pedro Serrano, the Cuban crusher. Yes, sir.
Man, don't throw him a throw him a curveball and he won't hit it.
Exactly. All right, my man. Well, again, Manny, great show tonight. Pleasure being with you here on the Hot Corner, as always. I want to thank everybody
brother.
For listening. Follow us at the Hot Corner Show, at ISPSO, at Dr. Ray T, at Manuel Ferrero, and you can follow Justin McMahon at Justin McMahon and at DF Insider on Twitter. And you can always check us out at 353heal.com. And also, Manny, what's the website for ISPS nowadays? I know you've got a few of them.
Just go to ispsradio.com and you could check out. You go directly to our show, but you could also you're on the back end at our ispssoftball.com website.
Excellent, excellent. All right, again, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a good time tonight. We'll see you next week, as we do almost every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock on the Hot Corner. And next week we'll be back at Sports Grill, so we'll come with you live from the halftime, and we'll tell you exactly what we're grubbing on and the stuff you need to come out and try. Everybody have a great week. Until then, be well, and we'll see you next week on the Hot Corner.
You've just heard the Hot Corner Show on the ISPS Radio Podcast Network with a softball-playing chiropractor and official chiropractor of ISPS, Dr. Ray Tolmos, and Commissioner of International Slow Pitch Softball, Manuel T. Ferrero III. Remember to follow the show and hosts on Twitter and Facebook at ISPSO, at DRRAYT. We hope you enjoyed the show and invite you to listen in to Dr. Ray and Manuel T. Ferrero III each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the International Slow Pitch Softball Radio Podcast Channel at ispsradio.com.